Vader Show, 1036. If we see any more calls on this, we can take them. If not, we're going to move on to breaking news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Stevens Point teacher of students with cognitive disabilities with their own Moneyball gift bags, included in them a toilet bowl, brush, and Comet cleanser. And according to one mother, her daughter was told she got it because she said she will be scrubbing toilets. That, to me, in terms of firing her, I think is too iffy. As I said to start, if she meant that's your lot in life, highly inappropriate. First, there's no shame in doing custodial work. Two, if that's what she meant, and she actually said that, it was very inappropriate, and I don't even know then if I would agree with firing, but some type of discipline. I just think the facts are too fuzzy as to that she really said that. All of that said, I think it's a really, 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 really dumb graduation gift. And it does make me wonder about her mindset. But I don't know that I have enough evidence on her mindset that she teaches the cognitively disabled and yet feels that way about what you might get from this. They did apologize. I just don't know if this rises to that level. Another issue you can ask, how offended should you be at the notion that she'd be cleaning toilets as a profession? I've done it. Part of a custodial job 30 years ago, but nonetheless, I don't think I agree with, in fact, I know I don't agree with firing based on what we know. Luke on the road. Luke, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly what context was this given? I mean, if you gave her a toothbrush, would she think that she should become a dentist?
Right. She's going to be, that's a good point. What she might mean is, look, because here's the other thing. They learn basic life skills that most of us take for granted. What she might be saying is, look, you're going to be scrubbing your toilet.
Yeah, otherwise you'll live a lonely life, you know? If you don't scrub your own toilet, who will?
Still think it's a stupid gift, though.
Yeah, for graduation, but...
Yeah, I think that was really dumb. I don't know if we have enough evidence to go beyond that. Jim and Howard. Jim, go ahead.
I was going to play devil's advocate too, Jerry. Luke kind of stole a little bit of my thunder. What if the context here is, this is something you have to do all your life, I'm going to save you a little bit of money? I once saw a wedding gift where people went together and bought boxes full of things like cleaning supplies and gave them to a bride and groom, said, look, we just saved you a lot of money. If that was her intention, that would make a whole difference to me in how that whole thing was even handled. Her intention might have been just to help.
Yeah, and that is entirely possible. I'm wondering where your mind goes that you think of a graduation gift, even if it was intended to clean your own toilet, you know? I mean, That to me is kind of weird.
I agree, it's kind of weird, but I mean, it might have been
honest
intention to save her some money down the road if she's going to live on her own, you know, stuff like that.
Without some substantiation, and that's where I think is really big. Without substantiation of what the context was. Brad in Chippewa Falls, you get the last word on this. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jerry. I think that this teacher probably shouldn't be fired, but if she was in my school district, she probably would be. But what she should have to do is go and clean the toilets for like a month as her disciplinary action. Then maybe she wouldn't think it's so funny to do this to mentally disabled kids.
You know, you're not the first listener to recommend that. Thanks a lot for the call. Don't delete anything. Don't do that yet, Jason. The one on top there, Steve's, I actually want to see that. Yeah. Steve is responding to caller John. Jerry, where I agree with John wanting to be fair, I also wonder about what happened to planting seeds for human growth, which is especially important for anyone with a cognitive disability. If the teacher is truly innocent of making a bad decision, then doesn't the graduating class deserve more from the school district? This affects more than the individual student as the class is a group. reinforce the value of contributing in any role, as yes, indeed, custodial service is very important, and it keeps the environment healthy. But outfitting the graduate who should be, if taught well, on a mental high of accomplishments with tools that say, here it is, bucko, go forth and clean, it is not motivational to the student. I'm just not convinced that's what happened, though. Even the Army suggests for its candidates to be all they can be, whether they're an excellent student, common student, or sometimes a student who desperately needs the order and the structure the military offers. This is all about a teacher wearing bigger shoes than their role and is being protected. I don't know that we have enough evidence to say that. It might be. But as Martin Luther King said, if you're going to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper that ever lived. By the way, that's often falsely attributed to Vince Lombardi. He may have said it, but I believe he was quoting the Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, on to the breaking story of the day. President Obama announced about 20 minutes ago that VA Secretary Eric Shinseki offered his resignation, and with regret, the president accepted it. I do not believe it is with regret. I believe the president called him to the Oval Office to have him tender his resignation. That is what I believe has happened. I don't believe Eric's, I'm really sorry, Mr. President, but I'm not going to be able to sweat this out. Clearly, Shinseki had become a serious political liability. I said this earlier, and we can take calls on this. I believe it was a mistake, though, to a degree, by Republicans to make that the end game, with which a number of Democrats then jumped on. And I think Democrats jumped on with Republicans because they saw it as a gesture that could make this go away and hide much bigger problems. I actually think Republicans walked into a trap here. Okay, fine, Shinseki is gone. As I said in reading a piece from Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal earlier in the show, the problems persist. The VA is a broken government, single-payer health system. Why? Because all government-run health care is born broken. And getting rid of Shinseki will not fix an irretrievably broken system. As Strassel pointed out in the piece I read earlier, dealing with a ridiculously powerful union with 200,000 members that are VA employees that get paid 100% of their salary for doing 100% union work, that's the problem. Again, I don't have a problem with Shinseki resigning, and I don't have a problem with Republicans asking for it. But I think they may have made a mistake in suggesting that was the end game. He publicly apologized, fired a bunch of people responsible for what we know so far. President Obama said he accepted the retired four-star general's resignation with considerable regret. I just don't believe that. Because this actually, and again, I think this is the mistake Republicans made. This is what they were asking for. And I think this is suggesting that a Band-Aid on a gaping chest wound fixes the problem. That metaphor, more than ever apropos given the topic here, I use it often. The president named Sloan D. Gibson, currently the deputy VA secretary, to run the department on an interim basis while he searches for another secretary. Boy, you want to talk about contentious nomination hearings. Wait till you get to that one. Gibson is a career banker, has held the number two post at the department since February of this year. He came to the department after serving as president and CEO of the USO, a nonprofit organization that provides programs and services to U.S. troops and their families, and after a 20-year career in banking. I think what Republicans do now is important. And I think they need to use the nomination hearing, the nominating hearing, to drive home this point and this issue. This isn't about Eric Shinseki. This isn't even about the corruption. Now, Shinseki should have resigned because there was corruption to try to cover up the inadequacies, the inefficiencies of the VA. That's all appropriate. But I don't think Republicans have been hitting home the real point here. This is an irretrievably broken system. It's irretrievably broken because by its nature, it can't survive. And this is where Obamacare is headed. They have held this up as recently as a couple of years ago, have liberals, as a shining example of government-run health care to which Obamacare can aspire. Really? And that's why now I think they have to move the debate. And I do. I think they took a little bit of bait here. Why do you think so many Democrats jumped on with them? Because they were outraged by what happened to veterans? Perhaps. But they also saw it as a quick political fix that covers the real problem. This system is not sustainable. That's my thoughts. If you have any, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1047.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.